Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 275 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Now, I know last week I did a quick episode. It was 274.5, and I said I didn't want to go into 275 until I really, felt something, had something to talk about or whatever. And again, I love and appreciate you guys for the listening and the support and so on. You're there, and I'm here. So, I read a post on Facebook. I spend too much time when I wake up in the morning going through social media feeds, but, you know, it's curious. It's another way to find, for me, it's another way to find people's opinions, what they think, and what's going on. So, I actually read a post from a person. He's a friend of mine. I know him. He's a club promoter. I've worked with him, done shows with him, and he had this post about he wants to organize a protest for his freedom against fascism and losing his rights and all of that. Now, the reason that I find this what inspired this is there's talk that California, LA in particular, will extend its quarantine in place or stay at home or whatever you want to call it order for another few months, 3 months, I think, possibly, but definitely into July. So I guess you could count that, right? May, June, July, however they do it. So anyway, he's complaining about his freedom. Now here's my problem with these people. And yes, he is a white male. And yes, that does make a difference because this concept of freedom, okay, this perception of people losing their freedom comes from people who have no concept of the threat of losing their freedom. Because when I forget exactly how the quote goes, but it's kind of like when privilege is your normal, you know, inconvenience becomes persecution or something like that. And this is that case. Listen, this guy ain't suffering, all right? He loses his freedom to go to the beach and his freedom to run clubs or run things at clubs in Hollywood and stuff like that. But here's my problem with it, okay? I didn't see him at the Black Lives Matter protest. I didn't see him at the Me Too protest when women were looking for a right to not get raped. I missed him at the Gay Pride parade and so on. You know, you see, his level of inconvenience is comical to people who truly have suffered in this society. And here's another thing. This conspiracy theory, this thing with the governors are out to take away my liberty and my freedom. What would be their end game? Tell me, what is their end game? So is Governor Newsom of California, did he like invest in short stock on Tesla? So he's doing this to bankrupt Tesla or maybe Governor Cuomo in New York has some kind of real estate deal. Because if you have been in New York City, you know, before all of this, the way people look for apartments, they look for someone who died. And they would try to get into their rent-controlled apartment or whatever. That's how hard apartments were to find in New York. So maybe Cuomo has some deal like that going on. Or Governor Whitmer of Michigan, maybe she's got some stock in Toyota. So she's going to destroy the auto industry. I mean, really, what would be their end game in this other than trying to protect people and trying to slow the spread of this virus? It has been shown that social distancing works. Now, you can argue that some places in Florida and Georgia have opened and the numbers have been stable or even gone down. But you have to look at rural areas versus congested areas, big cities, L.A., New York, Detroit, San Francisco, are the population density is the reason you need social distancing. This is what people are doing and people are trying to do. I don't, you know, okay, you want freedom? You want freedom? You want to be an American? You know what Americans do in a crisis? Well, used to. Americans used to come together in a crisis. Okay, you want to talk about fascism? Let's go to World War II. Let's go to World War II when America fought fascism. For one thing, The United States went overseas to fight fascism. It wasn't all this America first bullshit and we don't care about other countries. The United States went to Europe to fight against fascism. And you know what? The country made sacrifices and there were no protests about, what do you mean I can't buy chocolate? I'm an American. Where's my freedom to buy pantyhose? I'm an American, damn it. You didn't see any of that stupid shit. You want to talk about losing your freedom? There was a draft. Imagine that. Okay, and I'm not going back, and I'm not going to talk about slavery and all that. But there was a draft. In other words, one day you're living your life, la-di-da, la-di-da, then you got a notice. You're in the army now. You're going to war. Drafted. Do you understand what a loss of freedom that was? You're promoting clubs in Hollywood. You're trying to hook up with 20-something girls, and which is part of being a promoter in Hollywood. And suddenly, your ass is off to Germany or Normandy, so you got to go to war. That was a loss of freedom. Oddly, your leaders didn't go. Yeah, Trump, he avoided it. Bone spurs, I believe it is. Yeah, freedom? You talk about freedom? Are you kidding me? I was talking to a black mother whose son had turned 21, and she told me she really celebrates. She has two sons. When they hit 18 and 21, she has a big celebration because they lived that long. See, they didn't get killed by whether it be a criminal or a cop. You know how much they would love the freedom to not have to celebrate that? That would be freedom. Here's another thing for these super patriots, these Americans. America, freedom, some bitch, America. Yeah, here's another thing. Here's another thing that's American. Ingenuity. Okay, ingenuity. Times change. And I'm going to talk because this guy, he inspired it because I know he's a promoter and he does comedy shows, right? So now, and some of you were great enough to buy tickets and listen, I did a virtual comedy club called the Nowhere Comedy Club. The Laugh Factory does live streams. Comics all over are doing their own thing, whether it be through Instagram Live or Zoom or just... You know what it is? It's ingenuity. They're trying to create a new business model, knowing that we can't gather, that we can't travel. So they're trying. I have another friend who's putting together a studio show where he invites 10 people into the studio set so that they can keep their distance, but he'll hear some live laughter, and then he streams it out to thousands of people. People are talking about doing outdoor shows where you could safely social distance and have a stage. People, it's called ingenuity. People are trying to create new business. So what's happening on Facebook? There are a bunch of comics who are saying, that ain't comedy. If you do a Zoom meeting and nobody's laughing, you can't hear them, that ain't comedy. If you're doing this, that, the other. So if you want to sit back and bitch and complain, right, and whine and cry about your freedom, you know, what you want is you want things to be simple and to go back to the way they were. And I hope they do, too. I can't wait to get back in clubs. But you know what? That ain't happening right now. So instead of pretending you're protesting freedom when you really just want to go to the fucking beach, how about you work on building something? How about you work on trying to come up with a new way to create business, to earn some money? How about you be a fucking American, you whiny? You know who didn't get his freedom? Ahmaud Arbery. Ahmaud Arbery lost his freedom. Some bitch can't go to the beach ever again. End of that rant. I also read a post about Bill Gates, and I love this one because it was positive and funny, and it made sense. And I'm paraphrasing, but basically it said, okay, so we got Bill Gates, right, who has spent $50 billion of his own money. Mind you, for years now, Bill Gates' full-time job is travel the world and give away his money. He's vaccinated kids from polio. He's bought mosquito nets to protect from malaria, given away computers, paid for education. Hell, he put toilets in places they don't have sanitation. This is all he's doing, is giving away money, building, trying to help make the world a better place. He's pledged to give away 90% of his money when he dies, okay? Jeff Bezos, do you hear any of this? Anyway, what is his reward? And this is the funny part. Some idiot and no doubt used his operating system, used Gates' operating system on a computer to create some video about some conspiracy theory that Gates was involved in developing COVID-19 and China and all whatever the fuck. That's what gets the press. That's what flies around virally. This insane, another insane conspiracy theory. Stop it. What the hell is wrong with people? Okay. So that was just funny to me. Now let's move on to, let's get this Trump shit out of the way. You know, when I started doing this podcast, when I did my first comedy special called Who's Paying Attention on Showtime back in 08, remember 08, Barack Obama entering office and our big problem was pirates. Pirates. I love to go back to pirates. Anyway, people asked what that was about. And what it was about is the media not doing its job. And when I say not doing its job, the media is the fourth estate, right? The media is the one who's supposed to watch the government. The three branches, you know, we have judicial, legislative, and executive. And the media was number four. And they watched people. And that's why we had a Watergate and so on. That's why we had a Walter Cronkite. And 60 Minutes used to get in people's asses, you know. And this was the media, and it was gone. And I was upset about it. And it was like, you know who does it now? Comics do it now. It was Jon Stewart and Lewis Black back then. And now it's Trevor Noah and you know, number of comics. The greatest of all time, George Carlin. No better social commentator at any point. And I'm humbled to be thrown into that category. I love it, and thank you for that. But anyway, I said reporters aren't doing their job. And they're too damn nice. And it happened again. So Trump, and you know about this, Trump did one of his silly press briefings, and he was asked a tough question by a woman. Weijia Zhang, a White House correspondent for CBS News, asked the president why he repeatedly claims, and by the way, this isn't true, but he keeps saying that the U.S. is far better than any country in the world and in testing and treating the virus and so on. And she said, why is this a global competition to you if every day Americans are still losing their lives and we're seeing more cases? Why do you think it's a competition? And Trump says, ask China. Don't ask me, ask China. He said that to a woman of Asian descent who turns out is Chinese. And there's outrage, and the media's outrage. But you know what they didn't call it? They didn't call it racism. And then Caitlin Collins asked a follow-up question. Well, she wanted to give her time to Zhang, to ask again why, because Zhang said, why are you saying that to me? Why are you saying that to me specifically? And Trump's like, I'm not saying it specifically to anybody, although he was talking to her. He said, she asked a nasty question. Because that's what women do. They ask nasty questions. And Caitlin Collins tried to support her and give her time to ask the same question or ask something else. And Trump blew her off and ended the press conference in a huff. And the media was outraged. And the next day they said, we're outraged. But nobody called him a racist. Nobody called it misogynistic. They specifically don't use those words. And that's why I call bullshit on the media. That is a racist, misogynistic thing to do. He did it to a black reporter when she asked a question and he said, why don't you, you know, are you friends with the Congressional Black Caucus? And we've seen how he treats women in the press pool. Your question is nasty. You are mean. I'm going to pout and go back and not answer any more questions. Like a fucking baby. But nobody calls him out. And that's my problem with the media. Call it what it is. We're all looking right at it. If he does something racist, call it racist, because that's what it is. Now, in defense of the press, because I'm not anti-press by any means, they do a good job, you know, at times. And there's a reporter from the Washington Post named Philip Rucker, who did a great job. Now, I don't know if you've heard about Obamagate. Last Sunday, on Mother's Day, Trump spent the day tweeting about Obamagate. Obama is guilty of crimes and more crimes than you could ever know, and the biggest crimes in history, and more is going to come out, and blah, blah, blah. Obamagate's been going on for a long time. It's a quote from Trump. It's been going on from even before I got elected. It's a disgrace that it happened. And if you look at what's going on and you look now, all this information is being blah, 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 blah. So, Philip Rucker asked a simple question. He said, in your Mother's Day tweet, you appear to accuse Barack Obama of the biggest political crime in American history by far. What crime are you accusing President Obama of committing? That's all. What crime? And that's when Trump started rambling. It's been going on for a long time. Obamagate's the biggest thing ever. And everyone knows about it, except, you know, your paper won't report it. But everyone, it's the Obama. See, he Obamagated when if it wasn't real, it would be funny. Do you know how hard it is for Saturday Night Live to parody some stupid shit like that? They have to make that funny. They have to come up with something funnier than Trump's bullshit answer. Now, the problem with Trump's bullshit answer is, of course, it's believed by millions of little Trumpies. Little Trumpies like, yeah, Obamagate, because that's all they needed. They just need, you put the word gate after anything, and away they go, right? Now they have something to run with. Again, with Trump, where you can't make this up. You can't make it any funnier. I tweeted about this. So Ivanka Trump's assistant and Pence's, or one of his press people or whatever, they tested positive for the virus. And Trump tweeted that this is why you can't trust testing. You can't trust testing because one day she's fine and she tested negative, and then the next day something happened and she tested positive. Well, stupid, it wasn't the test. She got infected. See, that's how it works. If you're a friend of Donald Trump, just call him and tell him for me, because I can't get in touch with him. Tell him for me that's how it works. See, the test is negative, then you get infected, and then the test is positive. That's what happened. You know, it's like pregnancy. See, the pregnancy test is negative, then you have sex, and then it's positive, and something happened. See, what happened was you had sex. That's how babies are made, you idiot. So that's what happened. And I know there's a lot of people who are saying, you know, why was it Ivanka Trump's assistant and not Ivanka Trump? And I will simply say, because unfortunately, karma doesn't work that way. Karma is just not that good to us. But there's a lot of people around the White House testing positive. There are a dozen Secret Service agents and so on and so forth. But it's good that they don't wear those masks, because that'll show that you're free and American. Okay? Make it funnier. Make it funnier. She tested negative, then something happened, and she tested positive. Now, in a little bit of story about the ultimate Karen in a world of Karens, Shelley Luther, you may have heard that name. Shelley Luther had the hair salon in Dallas, and she was put in jail because she didn't shut it down. She kept running the hair salon because she had to feed her family. She's got to feed her family, for God's sake. So she went to jail, supposedly for 7 days. The governor let her out after 3 or 4 days. The lieutenant governor paid her fine. I think Ted Cruz had her cut his hair. And, you know, she's good American. She's suffering. Well, it turns out a couple of days before she was arrested and opened the thing and the salon and so on, she received $18,000 in stimulus funds. She got $18,000 from the Payroll Protection Program, the PPP, and the money was put into her account. And she said, well, I didn't know what that money was for. I didn't know where that money came from. She thought the money fairy dropped $18,000 in her account. Yes, she applied for the money, and she was given the money by the government, and that money is supposed to cover payroll for your business when your business isn't running. But she didn't know that. She didn't know that she could pay herself, because it's her own business and she's an employee. She could pay her. No, that money, I don't know. So I had to stay open to feed my family. Now, Why do we call him Karen? Why do we talk about a privileged white woman just totally taking advantage of it? Because imagine if this woman was black or Latinx. Imagine she got $18,000 of government money and kept running her business. And first of all, if she was a woman of color, she wouldn't have got out of jail. She'd be in jail. And then she would become a, quote, welfare queen or a fraudster ripping off the government. She'd be charged with fraud, and that jail sentence would be lengthened. That's the difference, Karen. See, Karen, that's why you're a Karen. Because you think you did nothing wrong. You're okay. You're like Lori Loughlin with the college thing, who thought that the case should be dropped because there's a coronavirus. So, you know, the fact that I defrauded the universities, we shouldn't even care about that. Judge didn't go for it. But nice try, Lori. I mean, Karen or Lori, whatever your name is. This is some Karen shit right here, okay? You took the government money and you stayed open in spite of the state order and you ran your business and the governor let you out and the lieutenant governor paid your fine and you're sitting up there like, oh, what did I do wrong? I don't know where that money came from. It was from the money fairy. God bless you. It's good the money fairy's friends are Karen. Now, let's go to the opposite of Karen. You want to know what the polar opposite of a Karen is? Celia Marcos is a nurse at Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center, and a man with COVID-19 stopped breathing. And Marcos, she only had a surgical mask. She didn't have the N95 mask. She did not have the N95 mask. But he stopped breathing and went code blue. And because that's her job, because it's what she does, she went in there and she did the chest compressions and she did all of that stuff to help you breathe again. And he breathed on her and maybe some spit or whatever it was. She's dead. 14 days later, 14 days after saving his life, she's dead because she didn't have the proper mask. And of course, Hollywood Presbyterian saying, well, we did have the mask and the masks were locked away and we give the PPE and all bullshit, right, protecting themselves. The other nurses said what they do. And fuck you to anyone who says that these women and men and these first responders and medical personnel aren't heroes, okay? All you assholes saying, well, they're not going to war and they haven't did. Fuck you, okay? This woman is a hero. This woman's amazing. This woman's amazing. Yeah, she rushed into a burning building. The guy went code blue, and she's a nurse, and she knows what to do, and she ran in there to help him breathe and save his fucking life. Okay, so she's a hero. Let me tell you something. Courage, I've been guilty. You know, I had something. This happened a long time ago. I was at the airport, and I'm sitting there. I was on a phone call, and the elevator opened, and the mom got out the elevator, and the kid didn't get out, and I saw it. Just briefly, you know, and the door started closing. And I said, oh, shit. And I don't know if I could have made it to hold that door open, but I didn't move. I thought I didn't move, okay? And I always felt kind of bad about that. Now, the kid was fine. The elevator went down a floor, and somebody brought the kid upstairs to their mother. It's a five-minute thing. The mom was scared. You're like, oh, my God, my kid. Kid was fine. It was all good. But in that moment, I wasn't a hero. And I'm not comparing this to saving lives or anything. But what I'm saying is I thought and I didn't react. This woman reacted. She didn't think. She didn't think. She didn't say, oh, well, you got to die because I don't have the proper mask because they don't have the mask and the face mask and so on. And someone else at the hospital said they worked in the COVID-19 unit specifically because they had more access to safety stuff than this woman who was working in the emergency room or whatever. But the point being that this woman is a hero. This woman died a hero, and it's a shame she died. It's ridiculous that this woman, a nurse, 61 years old, who worked at the hospital for 16 years, died because she didn't have the right mask when she went to save a life. She's a hero. And there's no more that can be said about that. And to all the Karens and promoters and people who can't go to the beach even though LA has opened the beaches, but you can't go to the beach, and to the assholes in Raleigh, North Carolina, who were walking down the street carrying fucking rocket launchers. There was a guy with a 4-foot monkey wrench. There was a guy with a rocket launcher strapped to his back. There were assault weapons, and some guy had a red, white, and blue rifle of some type, and they're walking the street saying, well, we don't want to create any trouble. We're just, you know, exercising our liberty and our freedom. And they went into a Subway, and they terrorized the people in the Subway, because if you're going to Subway to get a sandwich to go, and people walk in with a bunch of weapons, it's fucking scary. And these are the biggest cowards in the world. They're the biggest cowards in the world. I'm not talking about gun owners. I'm talking about these stupid protesters who are merely protesting for their own selfish gain or their ego. Shut up. Move. You're in the way. There's people out here saving lives. There are people dying to save lives, and they are heroes. So put your fucking mask on when you go outside and stop breathing and spitting on people who because you don't know if you have it. And yeah, when you get a test and it's negative and then you get a test that's positive, something happened. Yeah, you got the virus. That's what happened. You got the virus. It's not gone. I'm tired of being in the house. We're all tired of being in the house. I social distance, motorcycle ride for sanity. Maybe you go on walks. Maybe you go on bicycle rides. I heard roller skating's coming back. A lot of people are out of work, and I feel for you. Yeah, I'm lucky enough that I'm doing okay. I'm making a little money and so on. And I'm not saying that that's okay. But people are still dying, and we're still learning. So put away your gun, all right? You don't need to march with a gun so that you can go to the beach. Or you can go to Subway and show them how big your dick is. Someone posted a beautiful thing. They said, you know, these people who say God will protect me. I don't have to worry about the virus. I don't have to wear a mask. God will protect me. And the post simply said, well, if God's going to protect you, why do you need a handgun at the grocery store? I don't know. Really not sure. My heart goes out to the family of this nurse who died. And so many others, bus drivers and people who are keeping the world going, thank you. People who are protesting over nothing, fuck you. And to most of us, we're just doing the best we can, which is what you're doing. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for your support. Go online, find something funny, laugh, support a live stream comedy show or whatever. Enjoy yourself. I'm, you know... as I always say, don't take in too much news. Read the news. Watch a little bit of news. Don't watch it all. Okay? And hey, Pelotons are coming back. Who knew? After all that flack over mistreating the wife, Peloton's getting the last laugh because the stock's going up. So if you got a Peloton, pedal your ass off. Enjoy it. All right? Thank you so much for listening. Keep laughing. I love you guys. Who's paying attention? You are.